Can you talk a little bit, you mentioned the data with nivolumab. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about other checkpoint inhibitors, including pembrolizumab, as well as durvalumab?
Yeah, so the two agents approved are nivolumab and pembrolizumab today. Pembrolizumab was approved based on the KEYNOTE-12, which was a phase 1b study with an expansion cohort. It's a large study, close to 200 patients. And that trial, again, looked at the response rate as the primary endpoint and showed a response rate of 18%. And led again to FDA approval in the summer of 2016, also in that second line recurrent metastatic setting. So with nivolumab, the CheckMate 141, you have randomized phase 3 data. With pembrolizumab, you have single arm data. When you look at the results from these two studies, there are a lot of similarities between these agents. The side effects profile appear to be identical. There's really no major differences. Obviously, one drug is given every 3 weeks. The other one is given every 2 weeks. So nivolumab is Q2 weeks. Pembrolizumab is Q3 weeks. Flat dose for pembro nivo is 3 milligram per kilogram. So side effects are the same. The response rate appear to be, in my mind, the same in that 15% range for those agents. So I don't see really major differences right now in these two agents in terms of the response rate, in terms of their side effect profile.
So how in clinical practice outside of a trial setting do you make that decision?
So, I mean, most people would use these drugs interchangeably and sometimes based on the patient preference, whether they prefer an every 2 weeks or an every 3 weeks regimen. You know, as I mentioned, for now, the survival data we have come from nivolumab because we have a randomized phase 3, and that's a level 1 right now in the NCCN guidelines. With pembrolizumab, there is a phase 3 that is complete, that's KEYNOTE 40. The results are not available yet, so that will give us the level 1 evidence with pembrolizumab. So that study has been completed for a year now, and we expect to see the results shortly. But both of these agents are used in practice, and sometimes it comes down to the physician preference because some physicians are more comfortable with one agent versus the other. And sometimes the patient preference for the every 2 versus every 3 weeks, sometimes that plays into the decision.